Yes.
They worked in a community equation. Tell what things you have done through him, and he asks that you use it to be able to glorify yourself, and that anyone else hears it, make it be a blessing unto them. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen. Well, good evening, everybody. Good crowd tonight.
Wow. Yes.
It's because we threatened them.
I'm blessed to have my daughter, my youngest daughter, and my grandson, my oldest grandson, here tonight. And we've got Sonia here, and I thank you all for coming. Everybody else, most of you are regulars, and I thank you for coming. I'm sitting here preaching to the choir, and I'm not really preaching, I'm more or less giving my testimony tonight, the things that I have been through in my life. And a lot of them are related to Sylvia and her parents. It all started many, many years ago when I was a kid. I went to Catholic school, and I was a Catholic, ended up a confirmed Catholic, and learned a little bit about Jesus while I was a Catholic, but never much about the Holy Spirit. And about the only time that I ever really felt the Holy Spirit, and I didn't even know it was the Holy Spirit, was at midnight mass. We would have midnight mass at 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock on Christmas Eve. And at the end of it, just before midnight, we would start singing Silent Night. And it would be a cappella. So there was nothing but people's voices singing, and it was soft, and the Spirit was there. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know it was the Spirit back then. And I'll jump forward many, many years. Sylvia and I met, and she had invited me to her church, which was Evangelical Assembly of God, Pentecostal church, charismatic, whatever you want to call it. And I decided to show up there one Sunday morning. And the second my foot hit inside the sanctuary, that same feeling hit me like a ton of bricks. It was the Holy Spirit. And it didn't take long for me to realize that that's what I wanted to feel every day. You know, I wanted that in my life. And I know most of you here have been filled with the baptism of the Spirit, or at least have the Spirit in you from being saved. And I know some of you have felt that. I know some of you talk to Jesus on a daily basis. I know I do. I know Sylvia does. But I wanted to go a little bit deeper into that. Her parents, after I had gone through a couple of different job changes, we had ended up moving back to Valdosta, and her parents actually prayed for me to receive the baptism of the Spirit. And Sylvia's mom, Joyce, she was a funny lady. She was a sweetheart. I loved her. But she had her hand on my neck when they were praying for me to receive the Spirit. And when she did, that was like fire on my neck. It honestly was hot. And between the two of them, they prayed for about maybe 30 minutes or so. And then next thing you know, I'm speaking in tongues very quietly. And since then, I know that I've had the baptism of the Spirit. And I haven't always lived up to it. There's a lot in my life that has not really been perfect. I'm not a perfect person. I've never been one. I try real hard. And I never did go away from God. I just wasn't really being part of it. And tonight I want to make sure that everybody here understands that even if you're not perfect, even if you've done things that you shouldn't have and you ask forgiveness, Jesus is still there. The Holy Spirit is still there. He's not necessarily going to jump in and change things for you right away, because you've got to be right with God. You've got to straighten things out. You've got to ask for forgiveness. You've got to repent. You've got to turn around and face God and say, I'm coming towards you, God. I'm staying away from this. When you do that, he comes back. So fast forward most of this. We had moved up to Thomaston, Georgia, when I ended up getting a job in Columbus, Georgia. And Sylvia's dad and mom lived up in Thomaston, which was, I don't know, about a 45-minute ride from Columbus to Thomaston. So we stayed at their house for a while until we could find a place and get settled in Columbus. And so I drove back and forth to Columbus to the job. And being around her mom and dad all the time, used to go fishing quite a bit with her dad. And her dad was a holy man. He was a member of the Full Gospel Business Men's Fellowship International. How many of you have ever heard of that group? I knew Dr. Taylor's with me. But that group, basically, it was businessmen that would have one meeting a month on a Saturday morning. Usually they would pick a restaurant and talk to them about how much they would charge for, you know, a person to come in and have a breakfast. And we would usually have somebody there that was meant to speak that morning. And it was always awesome. Mm. What?
Saturday
nights. No, it was Saturday mornings at Warm Springs.
Okay. I'll shut up with the dead date. I'm just kidding.
But no, it was awesome because even at those meetings where we didn't have a lot of praise and worship, I mean, everybody was singing a cappella, and, you know, it was sort of haphazard and more prayer than anything else. But those mornings were special because even if it was just prayer, it was the Holy Spirit leading it all. And you could feel that. It was part of your life in that time, or in our time at that point. And we did that for quite a while. And even once we moved to Columbus, we still went up there every now and then to the meetings. And her dad and I still went fishing. We'd go take his boat out, and we'd go fishing, you know, sometimes all day, sometimes mostly just mornings. But we would talk and pray and talk and pray. And just riding with him to wherever we were going, he would be sitting there with his eyes half closed, praying in the Spirit. And you wonder how he got to where he was going. The Spirit watches out for you. And that was a special time for me because I learned a lot. And then, you know, we come here to Tallahassee. And in Tallahassee, you know, I ended up working for Eye Savers on Monroe Street. I don't know if any of you remember that place. But I was the optician there. And I was there for about a year. And sort of had a falling out with the doctor who owned Eye Savers and a couple of other stores. And so anyway, I ended up selling cars for a little while. But the whole time, you know, we were still sort of trying to find a place to go to church. And then Sylvia ran across Sonship. And anyway, we came here. She came here mostly. I was a little nervous about it. And there was an issue one time, and I'm not going to go into detail about that, but about a year and a couple of months ago, our middle daughter died. And Natalie and Justin ended up being the ones to do the service for us. And because the pastor of the church that we were doing it at was sick. He's an older fella. But when Natalie and Justin did that, we all said what we needed to say. We all got up and spoke. And at the end of it all, found out some things that I didn't know, and it brought back a bunch of my past and made me realize that the problem that I had in this church way back when was my own problem. Didn't have anything to do with what I was told or the way I took it. It was more about me just not being ready for what I was asked to do. While we were in Thomaston several years before that, we had a prophecy over us that Sylvia and I were going to have a healing and deliverance ministry. And I had seen what that was all about, and I was scared of it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, at the time I didn't have the education in the Bible that I do now. And it was just something that scared me, freaked me out, whatever you want to call it. But now, I know that it's all real. I know there's a spiritual war going on. I know that I have power over that. And everybody in this room probably does too. Because most everybody in this room is saved. Most everybody in this room is either filled with the Spirit or going to be. So, now, I've been told that we're ready to go. Sylvia was told the other day that we were going to end up giving our testimonies, and then we were going to be ready to go. So, at this point, I would like everybody to understand that I am ready to go, and I know Sylvia is going to give her testimony at some point. And once that happens, you can call us any time, day or night, if you need prayer. We'll be there. I know Natalie and Justin would be there for you, too. I know that Dr. Teller would be there. I know that everybody in this room is willing to help everybody else in this room. And if any of you have friends that need prayer for healing or deliverance or whatever, we're there. And that's about all I have for tonight. If anybody wants to be prayed for, oh, she made me remember the biggest part. Justin and Natalie, it was like June of last year.
May, June.
They got in touch with us, invited us to go out to eat, and we met at Applebee's and had a nice meal. And, they had a question for us, and it was about Trace Diaz. And that is where I really got back into things. And then after Michelle died, that sort of built things up even more. But Natalie and Justin sponsored us, or was going to sponsor both of us. I went on October 6th through whatever.
Yep.
And I think that whole weekend, it was Thursday night through Sunday evening. And that whole weekend, I think I slept 7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. I have never been that close to God before. And at the Saturday night before the end of it, we had all done everything we could to get rid of any transgressions that we felt that others had against us, and we were forgiving them. And it was awesome. And I kept wanting to hear Jesus' voice, because we were told that, you know, if you do all of this stuff, you should be able to talk to Jesus. And that night, I went to bed probably about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night. And I thought I had everything cleared up. Woke up about 4:15, something like that. And I still hadn't talked to Jesus. Well, I realized that when my dad died back in 91 or 92, early 92, I remember that his wife had caused a bunch of problems. He had married again after my mom had died. And anyway, she had caused a bunch of problems, and I don't think I ever completely forgave her. And my son and his wife, I don't think I ever actually forgave them for the fiasco that they put us through. So anyway, after forgiving both of them and doing a little more praying, finally, I guess just before everybody started actually waking up for the day on that Sunday morning, Jesus spoke to me. He said, "Tim, I'm here. I've never been gone. I've always been here with you." And since then, I've been back into it. I have been studying like crazy. I've been reading the Bible. I've been listening to sermons. I've been watching everything that goes on within this church. I've done everything that I could to increase my knowledge. And I still have a long way to go. Don't get me wrong. I am nowhere near finished. But I wanted to offer that we're here, and anybody needs us, just let us know. Thank you.
Very good.